Coming up on episode number 1320, it's time for another anniversary album cover. 55 years ago this week, the Beatles released their fifth studio album. It was called Help. It was the soundtrack to a Beatles movie of the same name. We're going to go track by track and listen to covers of every song on the album. It is the Beatles Help album, 55th anniversary, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to the Beatles' 55th anniversary of Help, or really the 55th anniversary of the Beatles' Help. You know, it's in the wrong order, just like the semaphore on the cover of the album. Actually, not just the wrong order, but also not even the right letters. The Beatles are spelling N-U-J-V. Big thanks to Claire Gack in the chat room for reminding me of that. I knew they were the wrong letters. I couldn't remember what the actual letters were that they're doing in semaphore. I think they needed help with their semaphore. As always, we will do a track-by-track cover story, so you'll hear a cover of every song on the album in the order in which they were presented on the album. This is the UK release as opposed to the US release. The U.S. release actually had instrumental versions of Beatles songs arranged by George Martin instead of quite a few of the songs that were on the U.K. release, which was a big ripoff, if you ask me. If I want to buy a Beatles album, I want it to have all the songs and not just instrumental copies of some of the songs. That's lame. Lame. Anyway. But in any case, we will break once as I flip the record over halfway through. You know the drill. It's an album cover on Coverville. Let's get to it. Let's start off with the title track. And as you're going to see with a lot of the songs in today's episode, if I had a foreign language version of a song, in this case, I went with it. And you'll find that out right now as we go to Naples, Italy, for a group called Shampoo. Released an album called In Naples, 1980-1981, which was a play on the Beatles' greatest hits, the Red and the Blue albums. It was a copy of those. This is their cover of Pepe, which is Help.
Più correre a piedi she's gone, I can go on feeling 2 foot small. You've got to hide your love away. You've got to hide your love away.
You told me but you didn't want my loving anymore. That's when you hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. So please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you.
Point. I'm taking her away from you. won't take her out tonight. She's gonna change her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
'Cause I won't take her out tonight, and I will treat her kind.
You're gonna
lose our girl.
Willie Walker with the cover of Ticket to Ride. That one from the that one actually recorded in 1967, came out just a few years ago on a tribute collection called Come Together, Black America Sings the Songs of Lennon and McCartney. So a lot of great R&B and soul covers of Beatles classics, including that one, Wee Willie Walker, and a cover of Ticket to Ride. Before that, Dwight Twilley with his cover of You're Gonna Lose That Girl. That one from the Out of the Box album from 2009. The Grassmasters with a great instrumental bluegrass cover of Another Girl. That one from Beatlesgrass, which came out in 2003. Sunshine Company with a very cool older cover of I Need You. Now, this one I don't know the original year of, but the compilation came out in 2018. It's called Northern Songs, The Continuing Story of the Beatles. Kind of a play on the continuing story of Bungalow Bill. Emmanuel Santorama with a cover, I'm sorry, Emmanuel Santoromana with a cover of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. That one from the 2005 Fab Forever album. Featured a bunch of great Beatles covers on there. Illy Ivanova with a cover of The Night Before. Oh, that's another one. I should have figured out what language that was in during the break. That one might have also been Italian. I know Shampoo, their version of Help, which is called Pep, which is what we started with, is in Italian, but I'm not sure about Illy Ivanova. Actually, I guess with a name like that, possibly Eastern European, Russian, be worth looking up. Shampoo at the top of that set, Pep or Help from their In Naples 1980-1981 album. Flipping over the album to side two, we actually begin with a cover. This was a song that was originally released by Buck Owens, but very famously covered and attributed to Ringo Starr and the Beatles. This cover, however, it's interesting, and it's interesting, and that's the whole reason I'm playing it. This is a cover by a group called The Rockers. Rockers spelled with a W because they're not really rockers, they're writers. Folks like Amy Tan, Stephen King, and movie reviewer Leonard Maltin, who you'll hear here singing about the Oscars. Here is Act Naturally.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make the film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movies. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely, and begging down upon his bended knee. Play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play that part so well. Biggest fool that's ever
You like me too much and I like you. into these eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your
Yes. yesterday. ただ一人静かに昨日の悲しみの心を癒したい。今はあまりにも虚しい生きていることさえ色褪せてしまう。優しくて無語いもの恋、悲しく愚かなもの。 Yesterday、 どこかに逃れたい。うつろな心よ、どこかに逃れたい。恋、優しくて無語いもの。恋、悲しい愚かなもの。 Yesterday、 何もかもすべてがこの手から消え去る。色褪せてしまう。
Dizzy Miss Lizzy, covered there by Dash Rip Rock. From the album Tiger Town, 1993, the original version of that song was by Larry Williams, but in those early days, the Beatles included quite a few covers on those albums. So Larry Williams, the original version of Dizzy Miss Lizzy, covered very famously by the Beatles as the last song on the album Help. Before that, Yesterday, that one, a Japanese version that was released on a compilation in 2014. You know what? This is one of those where it's like, all right, let's slip this into Google Translate and see what we end up with as far as the singer, because it's all in kanji. So that doesn't help anyone. Well, doesn't help anyone who can't read kanji, that is. Keiko Matsuoka with a cover of Yesterday. I've Just Seen a Face by the Pistol Whippin' Party Penguins from the Minnesota Beatle Project, Volume 1 from 2009. Tell Me What You See by Jacob's Trouble. That one from an album shares its name with a Monkees album, I believe, Door into Summer. That one released in 1989. Randy Bachman, yes, Bachman Turner Overdrive's Randy Bachman, with an album he released back in 2018 called By George by Bachman, and it features covers of not just Beatles songs by George Harrison, but also solo stuff and Traveling Wilburys. Handle With Care, covered by Randy Bachman. You Like Me Too Much is the cover from that one. Sam Champion with a cover of It's Only Love from 2005. It's funny because this one came out on a compilation called This Bird Has Flown, a 40th anniversary tribute to Rubber Soul. And I think It's Only Love must have been released on the American version of Rubber Soul, because obviously it's on the British version of Help. And then we start off the set with Leonard Maltin, movie reviewer Leonard Maltin and the Rockers, with a cover of Act Naturally, originally by Buck Owens, covered by the Beatles, and of course, Ringo Starr. That is going to bring us to the end of Side 2, and because of that, the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and happy 55th anniversary to the Help album by the Beatles. We will be back next week with another edition of the show. Of course, we'll be also be back on Friday with our Guest the Connection show. That's right here on twitch.tv/coverville, but you can't get it in your feed unless you subscribe to the Patreon feed, which is a couple bucks a month. You know, for a couple bucks a month, you'll get more, I tell you. So visit patreon.com/coverville to see what is included in more. We'll be back, like I said, next week. Until then, if you want to get in touch with me, I like telling you that. If you want to get in touch with me, email me requests@coverville.com or visit the website coverville.com for all of your cover song needs. Everything you want is there. It's your one-stop shop for cover songs. Get some good swag. Got new t-shirts coming, as well as the red Coverville Coca-Cola t-shirt. Going to put those up for back order because I'm ordering a whole bunch and I want to kind of get an idea to see how many people want those before I place an order, because I don't want to come up short again. So the red Coca-Cola t-shirt, keep an eye on the store at coverville.com, and you'll see when that one goes on sale for back order. We'll bring it back and get those out to you by September is when those are coming. All right, that's it. Until next time, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.